Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber here with Juliana Dragos, counselor for teens and young adults in Geneva and Lausanne and co-founder of the Lausanne Therapy Space. Juliana will speak to us this month about young adults. And for more information, you can visit her website, youngadultcounseling.com. So, Juliana, we haven't yet spoken about the role of parents in this, and how can parents best support their young adult children?
That's such a good question. Starting off, I would just say be careful about the messages that you might be sending to your young adult children. Messages like, this is the best time in life, or you're so young, just wait until you have real responsibilities. I hear things like that quite a lot, actually. Or even things like, oh, you're going to make your real friends in university, or your best friends in university, or your life is about to start. That can actually put a lot of pressure on people, and it can make them feel a bit confused or pretty hard on themselves if that those expectations don't actually get met.
Right. It's a very different vantage point to be a parent looking back, perhaps with rose-colored lenses, as to what their young adult experience was like. So there's a kind of a risk that these young adults might feel like they're letting their parents down?
Yeah, that can happen a lot. I think a lot of young adults, when they're not doing well, they're a little hesitant to tell their parents. They might feel a sense of guilt, get a sense of shame that they're struggling. A lot of times they're very aware that they have these fantastic opportunities of, you know, going off to university, for example, probably still being financially supported by their parents. And it can sound like they're taking that for granted if they're not doing okay. And they're often very aware of that. The other thing is, too, a lot of young people are really, really worried about being a burden to their parents or to making them worry. They're really afraid of having their parents worry about them. And so they won't share what's going on.
So I'm wondering about, from the parents' point of view, is there something that they can do to help their young adult children to practice becoming full-fledged adults, adults?
Yeah, definitely. There are so many different independent living skills that go along with being on your own that maybe we take for granted, but can be really hard to and take some time to know how to master. So, you know, when your teenager is still living at home, find out from them. What do they imagine might be difficult for them? Is it cooking? You know, is it cleaning? Is it how do I pay bills? You know, how do I do that?
Yeah.
Right. Is it what do I need to do at the post office? I don't know how to do that. You know, all these maybe sort of
silly
tasks.
Picking up a phone, making an appointment.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. See from them what might be challenging and help them do it. If it's something like cooking, you know, have a couple recipes under their belt before they leave the coop.
And what about parents who might be concerned about their young adult children?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, definitely validate their concerns. And you might be the one who needs to start the conversation too. Sometimes young adults might be a little bit hesitant, as I mentioned, to speak with you about their concerns, but definitely lay the groundwork for them. And if they're a little bit shy to open up to you, definitely offer that they can see someone, they could see a therapist, or they could speak with another trusted adult. If they are going to be changing location, perhaps going off to university, look up mental health resources with them. Help them know where the resources are. So if there is a future time that they're finding themselves in distress, they already know where to go and what's available.
Very well said. Thank you so much, Juliana. For more information, please contact her at youngadultcounseling.com.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.